I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. In today's Russia, the Russian Orthodox Church speaks with a powerful voice, one that has grown quieter for the gospel, yet louder for politics. Pastor Mikhailo Brinston, a Voice of the Martyrs Canada partner, says,
"We really have big concern about situation in Russia, because during last couple years, persecution of believers there rise like in times."
Some churches are being closed or seized. The Russian Orthodox Church amplifies the state's voice, using scripture to justify war and persecution. Dissenting priests are shunned. Unregistered churches face growing pressure. Some Baptist pastors have been in courts for refusing state control. Pray for Russian believers to stay faithful to Christ and for the gospel to bring truth amid the disinformation. Then, Sat7 is a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Its newest education programming aims at an audience obscured from most of the world, women and girls in Afghanistan. Joe Willey says the programming is particularly important in a nation where this group is banned from secondary and higher education.
Really, the way that girls or women in the country will be able to access any education is through a madras or a religious center. But of course, this is not from a Christian worldview.
In contrast, Sat7's programming is grounded in a biblical worldview, one that also celebrates literacy and a broader education. Please pray that this programming would serve as an open door for the gospel. Learn more on our website, missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.